Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 39 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, March 4th, 2010, from a suite at the Dobson Ranch Inn just down the road from Hohokam Park in beautiful Mesa, Arizona. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As always, for those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. All right, let's stop that nonsense right now. For those of you that missed the old theme, Blossom Dearie, the Rootin' Tootin' theme, yes, it's back. It's true, and it's back to stay. I missed it, and we're going to stick with it. But I still plan to play some classic theme at the opening of each week's program, and tonight I'd like you to see if this rings any bells for you. That's right, live from Miami Beach, Florida, the sun and fun capital of, hey!
Hinky Dinky Time Radio.
Thank you. Yes, the sun and fun capital of the world. That was the theme from the Jackie Gleason Show. Actually, what that was a Jackie Gleason composition from his 1953 album, The Romantic Moods of Jackie Gleason. Can you imagine? That's entitled Melancholy Serenade, and that's this week's opening theme. And, well, you know, from the 1950s to the 1970s, that's nothing new for Hinky Dinky Time Radio. This is Lobo, and this is Rings, and this is a chance for me to get organized.
Telephone rings, somebody says, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me. There's no use fighting about things we can't recover. Let the telephone ring. Ring, ring, doorbell ring.
somebody comes, we'll let the doorbell ring.
You know, Lobo was actually born Roland Kent Laveau, and he's from Winter Haven, Florida, and in high school, he was in a band called The Rumors, and that band featured Lobo and Jim Stafford and Graham Parsons. Can you imagine that? The three of those guys in the same band, let alone the same band in high school? It's the truth. This is Barry Mann, and let me see if I can get this title out for you. This is the Young Electric Psychedelic Hippie Flippy Folk and Funky Philosophic Turned On Groovy 12-String Band, and I hope the song is shorter than the title.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
The whole suburban trap and the generation gap and more.
And more, and more, and more.
Just pick the subject and we'll take a stand. Cause we're the young electric psychedelic. If you could be funky, funky, philosophic, turned on groovy,
of course, you know who Barry Mann is, right? Barry didn't have much of a singing career, but he was a songwriter with his one-time spouse and longtime writing partner, Cynthia Weil, who passed away 2008, 2009, I can't remember. Together they wrote such songs as Who Put the Bomb and We Gotta Get Out of This Place for the Animals and On Broadway for the Drifters and... You've Lost That Love and Feeling for the Righteous Brothers and Make Your Own Kind of Music for Mama Cass. I mean, the list just goes on and on. But in 1967, he had a lark taking the wind out of the sails of young pop singers that I guess were giving interviews to the New York Times and Newsday and things like that. I'd like to... we haven't played a grocery song in quite a while because they're harder to find than you might think. And this isn't really a song, and it might not actually be about groceries, but it is the story of food.
Now here's the picture all America has been waiting for.
Now at last it can be told.
Now for the first time someone dares tell this different story. You'll be shocked.
You'll be thrilled.
You'll laugh.
You'll cry.
You'll wish you stayed home.
When you see Repulsive Pictures' greatest triumph.
Grub, the story of food.
It took 5 years to film this moving spectacle. Imagine the stark realism of tons of roast beef consumed by 5,000 extras.
See 1,500 screaming babies waiting for their strained spinach.
See tons and tons of frozen food. Women fought for.
Men died for.
Grub.
Grub stars Sherman L. Sturdley as Fearless Figlioni.
Marsha Van Allshot as Luscious Lucretia.
Plus Jonas Lattimore as the kindly old grocer. And introduces Barry Campbell as Figlioni's son, Mario, who'll sing his way into your heart.
Can't you hear me calling Caroline?
Now listen to an unforgettable scene from the picture Grub. Figlioni has just been refused admittance to the cafeteria by Lucretia.
You mean I won't have my grub today?
I'm sorry, Figlioni. If it were anyone but you.
But you've always given me my grub, Lucretia.
But today, Figlioni, you have no ticket. If you were to be challenged in the grub line and you had no ticket, it would mean instant death.
But, Lucretia, you don't understand. I must have my grub.
Yes, scenes such as this are many in Repulsive Pictures' latest release.
Filmed in various shades of gray, be sure and see Grub, the story of food.
Produced by the same studio which gave you the moving vehicle, Crosstown Bus.
See Grub, the story of food, opening soon at your neighborhood theater.
Thanks, guys. Of course, that was Bob and Ray. And let's stop that right there. And this, of course, is Julie London.
Do 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 do
Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and I'm the Urban Spaceman, and of course I don't exist. I had a beer earlier this evening, and I have too much music set aside for tonight's show, and between the two of those factors, I feel like I'm a little distracted, but I'm trying to focus, and on your behalf and for your sake, I hope I'm more successful. I'd like to play a long-distance delegation. I'd like to play a long-distance dedication to my buddy Rapster up in Minnesota. He's not tuned in right now, but I'm trusting that he'll listen to the archived program. And your secret's safe with me, thanks to Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Nobody needs to know that... you really like this song that was alluded to on last week's program. Okay, so picture this. It's 1979, and you've got a television show about an Italian kid living in Passaic, New Jersey, and hanging out at the local disco club where he thinks he's going to make it big. And the show is actually created by Gary Marshall with some involvement of Robert Stigwood, who not coincidentally was the producer of the film Saturday Night Fever. I guess if they weren't going to spin off Saturday Night Fever as a 22-minute, three-camera sitcom, they still needed to capitalize on it somehow. But capitalize they did not. While the song made it to number five in 1979, the TV series Making It, starring David Naughton, the gentleman that was featured last week in the I'm a Pepper, Dr. Pepper commercial that we played, the program only lasted 8 episodes before getting canceled. I can't imagine why that thing didn't catch on and become really a very big deal. Some time ago, my dad suggested I play some Joe Williams on the program. He didn't particularly specify a song, and I never got around to it, and I'm going to get around to it now. And this is Joe singing Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or shine. Nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you. with you always. I'm with you, rain or shine.
Take me out to the forest. Take me out in the front. All by me, some tea and some crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me run, run, run for the home. Even they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, back, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, I mentioned at the top of the program that tonight we're broadcasting from just outside Hohokam Park in Mesa, Arizona, where, of course, today the Cubbies kicked off their Cactus League season by whipping the Oakland Athletics 9-3, buoyed by home runs from Derek Lee, off-season acquisition center fielder Marlon Byrd, and youngster Tyler Colvin. Last year's rookie phenom Randy Wells got the win, pitching a couple of perfect innings in his first spring training start of 2010. The Cubs' top minor league prospect, 19-year-old future Hall of Famer Starlin Castro, went 1-for-3 with a triple. Congratulations to the Cub ball club for starting their spring campaign on the right foot. And that is the first Chicago Cubs baseball report of 2010. Okay, and getting back into the swing of things, let's listen to Doris Day, because Doris demands to be heard. That's why, because for.
Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight tonight? Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around corner in the phone booth, and I wanna, yes, I wanna be with you tonight.
course, that's Bitch from the Stone 71 album Sticky Fingers. I can remember, like it was right this minute, hearing that song every time, feeling like it's just about the coolest thing I've ever heard. Of course, before that, we heard from 1951 Doris Day and her single Shanghai. Nobody messes with Doris. As we later learned, not even Rock Hudson messed with Doris. What a waste. And, you know, every week I try to work in some gem that is in my arsenal, thanks to my good friend Rory Borealis. And this week we're going to hear from Pluto Shervington. And I want you to listen to this. I swear this song is in English.
Sunday gone, I jump on a minibus. I really late, but it's not my fault. When we nearly reach by the terminus, I feel the bus come to a halt. We lick around, goes down by the roundabout, but just as if that could not suffice, I bred a run to the bus and start to shout. You should have dead make we buy a pound of rice. Ram good liver, good finick, manish water. Billy good teeth make the earring for your daughter. Curry good lunch, put the bite in your back. It make your daughter, it make your daughter walk. Well, the news spread fast like a telegram. Nobody know where the good come from. We raise a pot and a pan from an iron man who sit down there all along. Two twos and the pot a boil. I hit a yaman banana dip. Meanwhile, little water's a gwan. Lick me goat and a take me sip. Ram good liver, good fillet. Manish water, really good teeth, make the earring to your daughter. Curry good lunch, put the bite in your back. It make your daughter, it make your daughter walk and talk. Well, I pop to belch and I make a slide. I take a walk, go out the street. But while I'm waiting down the road, before my ride, I feel a gripe and I start to feel very weak. Before too long, you know half the ass a running belly like a judgment day. Everybody in the road I dead with laugh. Is then I know that crime will never pay. Ram good liver, good thing make manish water. Billy good teeth make the earring for your daughter. Curry good lunch, put the bite in your back. It make your daughter, it make your daughter walk.
I'd like to thank Rory for making sure that my education is ever more complete. Hang on. Blast it. All right, I reinstalled FUBAR, and the little button that I clicked that makes it stop after playing a track keeps getting unchecked, and I don't know why. But I'm bound to get to the bottom of it, but not during the program. Thanks, Rory. And, of course, this, you've heard of the song. You've probably heard instrumental versions of the song. This is the song by Will Bradley and his orchestra from 1940. This is Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar.
Oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano in a way you like it, but the kind he plays the best is A to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, hey, to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A rip, a rap, a rip, rap, ripping out with ease. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, hey, to the bar.
That's Will Bradley and his orchestra from 1940, and I think we're going to mine the pre-war era just a little bit further. This is from 1937, and this is a singer. She went by the name of Teddy Grace.
Mm-hmm. came to town. A new kind of rhythm spread around. Sort of set you sizzling. Now I'm all through with symphony. Oh, rock it for me. Every night you'll see all the nifties plenty tight, swinging down the 50s. Now they're all through with symphony. Oh, 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 rock it for me. Now it's true that once upon a time the opera was the thing, but today the rage is rhythm and rhyme. So won't you satisfy my soul with the rock and roll? You can't be tame while the band is playing. It ain't no shame to keep your body swaying. Beat it out in the minor key. Oh, rock it for me. Can't you hear me singing la 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 while the band is swinging? Oh, chick web socking, and the band is rocking. So send me lightly, politely, rightly, and slightly. Oh, 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 rock it for me. Now I'm all through with this stuff they call symphony. Come on, boys, and sort of rock it for me. Why, even all the nifties, they don't want to hear any more symphony. Tell me, Jack, you better get hip to yourself and rock it for me. It's true that once upon a time the opera was the thing, but today the rage is rhythm and rhyme. So won't you satisfy my soul with the rock and roll? You can't be tame while the band is playing. It ain't no shame to keep your body swaying. They beat it out in the minor key. Oh, rock it, oh, rock it. Say, won't you rock it for me?
It's kind of a shame about Teddy. She sang with a bunch of different bands in the 1930s. In 1937, she hooked up with Chick Webb and got to record for Decca Records. And between 1937 and 1940, she only recorded about 30 songs. In 1940, she joined the Wax and wound up singing at war bond rallies and other events, and completely trashed her voice. She lost her voice and could never sing again. Actually, she couldn't even speak for a couple of years. And after that, she was never involved in the music business again and has become largely forgotten. And that's kind of a shame. This next song is an instrumental track by a fella called Dick Hyman. Yes, that's what I said. Thank you. That's The Liquidators by Dick Hymond, and this is Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang. Okay, well, you know, I think Robert Kool Bell said it best when he said, "Feel the funk, y'all." I think it's time to start winding things down here on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. As always, I want to thank everybody for joining me, and thank those of you that are tuned in to the archived broadcast. This is Joe South, and this is something in a much mellower vein. This is Don't It Make You Wanna Go Home.
Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Oh, the whippoorwill roost on the telephone pole and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time, but I'm glad to say that I'm going back down to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station, gonna buy me a one-way fare. Good Lord's willing, and the creeks don't rise.
There's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping as a child. And a drive-in show where the meadow used to grow and the strawberries used to grow wild. There's a drag strip down by the riverside where my grandma's cow used to graze. Now the grass don't grow and the river don't flow like it did in my childhood days. Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they're wrong. Don't it make you wanna go home? Tell me, don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home?
It's true. All God's children get weary when they roam, and it does. It makes them want to go home. And we're bringing it on home right now on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks once again. And of course, you know where to find me and when to find me this time next week. So until then, thanks. Good night. Good luck. Godspeed.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?